Has the Lord put a dream on your heart? First and foremost, the litmus test for a real calling is whether or not it aligns with Scripture. If it does align with Scripture, if you've prayed hard and earnestly sought what He wants, and not just what you want, and if you've sought counsel from mentors who are mature in Christ, you may have God's green light and yet still feel unsteady and unready. Obey God anyway. There's no good reason to trust anyone or anything, including feelings, more than trusting in Jesus Christ Himself. Follow Him, and feelings will follow. Take His word to heart. 1 John 5:20 says, "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life." Today I urge you, and I of course continue to urge myself, trust in Him who is true, more than false feelings. Sometimes believers can stall because they focus too much on past failures or missed opportunities, but that's not what God wants people to do. He wants us to trust Him, to focus on Him, the great I Am, who never changes with time, nor is limited by time. So today, let's take some time to focus on the truth. For every family member in Christ, the best is yet to be. Don't focus on what might have been, my friends. Instead, focus on Him and what is to come. Many believers feel tempted to turn inward instead of turning upward to Jesus. The enemy wants us immobilized by bitterness or sadness about things in the past. Yet Christ offers healing, ever-listening ears, and His loving promises and presence that will last. They are everlasting. So let's join in saying this scripture, which is Philippians 3:13-14. I am still not all I should be, but I am bringing all my energies to bear on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God is calling us up to heaven because of what Christ Jesus did for us. Hallelujah! For us who know Jesus, the best is yet to come. And remember, it's not about us. For those in ministry, like my husband, my sister, and me, we all have to remember to just keep focused on Jesus. Take one day at a time and listen to Him, glisten with Him and for Him. Never compromise, just focus on Jesus, loving Him and loving others with His love. And remember, again, the best is yet to come. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "Just as it is written in Scripture, things which the eye has not seen and the ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him, who hold Him in affectionate reverence, who obey Him, and who gratefully recognize the benefits that He has bestowed." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for loving us. Thank You, thank You, thank You for Your truth, for Your love, for Your word, which is true. Help us, Lord, to focus on Your truth, to focus on You more than any past experiences, and to just obey You and enjoy You today and every day. Thank You, Lord, for giving us such opportunities. We just rely on You now. We humble ourselves at Your feet. We need You. We can't do anything apart from You. We welcome You, Jesus, in our hearts. And I pray with those that are just now turning to You. We turn from our sin. We are so sorry for doing things our way instead of Your way. We repent. We want to follow You without compromise. Lord, save us. We rely on You, Jesus, and what You did on the cross, bearing the punishment in our place for our sins personally. You did that, and that You rose again, conquering sin and death. Thank You for the victory. Thank You for Your forgiveness. Please cleanse and fill us, use us for Your glory, and help us to share Your story with those around us. Just help us to share You without any distraction. I pray for prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Lord, we just ask for Your best for each request, and that You would just heal hearts that are hurting. We ask for Your will in every way, for comfort for the grieving. Comfort our friends who are in grief right now, as only You can comfort, and please use us to be vessels of Your comfort. Lord, we give You this day. Pray for our pastors. We pray for our country. We pray for churches around the world. We ask, Lord, that You would just send a great awakening and a revival, that many people would come to know You. Thank You, Jesus. We love You. Thank You so much for being with us always. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Instead of allowing the past to dictate the present, focus on the One who is unlimited by time. Focus on Jesus and share Him with someone else who feels discouraged. There is hope because Christ is there. If you have prayer requests, feel free to send them 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Enjoy Jesus at church and Jesus at home, Jesus at work, and Jesus at any place you go. Enjoy Jesus this week.